Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I love this book because I feel like it's not only for the unbeliever, the skeptic who's just wondering about things from a distance, but for the Christian who privately wonders and doesn't want to admit it. So talk about just the healthiness of wrestling with your doubts, bringing them out and wrestling with them.
Yeah, I mean, there are two kinds of doubt. First of all, there's the doubt that doesn't really want to know the answer. And Susie, yeah. You and I have probably had conversations with folks, and you kind of know that even... You know, you don't want to judge the heart of someone that's speaking, but you get that sense that as you try and attempt to answer the question, the answer doesn't really want to be heard, and maybe other questions were being asked. And just occasionally you get the sense like you don't really know what the answer is at all. And so, you know, the Bible calls that unbelief. There's that kind of doubt that says, really, I don't want to know, and I'm going to ask the questions in a rather negative, I don't want to know light. But then there's the doubts of the faith where it's like, hey, I really need to know the answer here. And I think when we have those genuine doubts, if we want to know the answer, we'll kind of see the question through. And maybe the best example of a famous doubter in Scripture, of course, is Thomas. And I think it's a little unfair that we call him Doubting Thomas because he only really had a week of doubt.
Yeah.
The rest of his life, he's strong for Christ. We went to visit India recently. We've got a partnership there. And they really revere Thomas down there. They see him as the father of the Christian church in India, the man that went down. And obviously that seems pretty well chronicled that took place. So Thomas is a man who ends up dying for his faith, planting the churches in India. And yet we call him Doubting Thomas, even though he spent most of his life telling people about Christ. So he's a good example of it's possible to have had some doubts, got the answer and worked it through. Now, I do need to say about his 1 week of doubt was probably a pretty miserable week. Mm. Because on Easter Sunday, all the disciples are like, Jesus is alive. And then Thomas is like, well, I wasn't there. And he's kind of... seems pretty miserable about the whole thing. And so doubt is not actually the most enjoyable place to be if we stay there for too long or if we get stuck. And the way I liken it is in the UK, I used to catch a train every morning. You can just imagine some of the from the films you might have seen in the UK of those kind of stations. And there was always a little waiting room inside the station. And it wasn't the sweetest place to be. It always seemed to be colder inside the waiting room than standing outside. But the waiting room is actually a pretty miserable place to be. And, you know, when the train comes, you've got to get on the train. And so I would just encourage folks, whatever kind of doubts we have, whether it's kind of that unbelieving doubt where we don't really want to hear the answer, or whether it's that believing doubt that says, I do want to know the answer. When the train comes, when the answer comes, I would say, get on the train.
Excellent.
And that's actually a much more enjoyable place to be, a much more positive place to be than just being in the waiting room of doubt.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.